Here's another example. The name for cassava, or manioc, the root which, when properly prepared, makes tabioco, in the spoken Lucari language here at Jakutu, is lomata. On a talking drum, we must use the phrase lomata uti kalikundu, which means the cassava remaining behind in fallow garden. If we split this up into its individual words, it is clear that the drum or gong simply reproduces the tonal patterns of each spoken word. Lomata, utikala, kundu. Now all together, lomata utikala kundu. Everything, every commonplace object used in everyday life has its drum name or phrase. And of course, everyone knows these phrases by heart. This gong here, this slit drum, is called bungungu. But on the drum itself, it's called bokokowo ulundu, a lump of red ulundu wood. Now you'll hear the drum again, bokokowo ulundu. You often hear stories about the Africans drumming the news when a white man enters a village. In fact, it's difficult to move around these drum message districts without your presence being advertised in this way. The word for a white man is bosungu. But his drum phrase is Bosunguri Mokunda Lukunda, which means white man's spirit from out of the forest. So you see, when you want to send messages on these Lucari drums, you must first learn the set phrases in order to get over this difficulty or confusion, one single word being confused with another. Once you get this right, the rest is easy. Now for a whole message. We'll make one up. First of all, we start off with a call sign. Ito, ito, ito. That means attention. Pay attention. And then we have to say who we are, the drum belonging to so-and-so, is sending his voice upriver or downriver to a certain place or village. And this is how we start. And I'll read out, first of all, five phrases. Attention, the talking drum goes downriver to the village of Ikuso. Ito, ito, ito. Bokokowo ulundu. Bule imbule. Kundalika lenge liboke. Ya faka ko alembu. Incidentally, the drum name of Ikuso contains two names of old ancestors of the village. Afaka and Alembu. We repeat that. Ya afaka ko Alembu. Now for the message itself, because the people of Ikuso will have recognized their call sign and be listening carefully. We'll call up Chief Choko of Ikuso and ask him to send us some supplies of manioc, powder, firewood, and bananas. Now Chief Choko's drum name is Songeli Tangela Mangu, which means the moon looks down on the earth. And to make it still more clear, we give him his full title as well. Songeli Tangela Manga Ulungulabuti Kailuse. Now we'll give several more phrases. Come, 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 with manioc remaining in the deserted garden, with fowl which fly kio kio, with little sticks of firewood, with bananas which must be propped up when ripe, because ripe bunches of bananas on the stalk are inclined to fall over, they get so heavy.
Yaku, yaku, yaku. Lalumata uti karikundo. La coco ulungula la bukio kio. La tukolo kolo tua tute. La li kondo libo tumbesa.
Now we'll have three or four more phrases. Come, 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 come. The white man, spirit of the forest. He is waiting, he is waiting, he is waiting. In the house with a high roof. Of the white man, spirit of the forest. Don't stay behind, don't stay behind, don't stay behind. Endeo sungoli mukunda lukunda. Alumbakeli, alumbakeli. Kundanda koyatumbe elundulikolo. Dao sungoli mukunda lukunda. Utikaleke, utikaleke, utikaleke. Now that's the end of our message. And so we sign off with the usual ending, which we beat on the low note, the male note of the drum.
You heard Mr. Ford mention signalling by means of drums as opposed to sending messages on the drums. Drum signals occur in many Congo districts, and I'll play you one or two examples from a village about 300 miles further north on the edge of the Great Ituri Forest. Now, when they hear this tattoo on the chief's drum, the Mangbele people know that the old man is calling them together for a meeting. But if they hear this rapped out on a village drum, everybody knows that someone has died in that village, and they send somebody quickly to go and find out who it is. Now, the difference here between signals and messages is plain. On the river, they'd have sent out the drum name of the person who died, also. And everyone would have known at once, just as surely as if he'd been listening to the 9 o'clock news. Now, this is the death signal in a Mangbele village. Now for something which is found only in the northern Congo, the training of wild African elephants. Some 40 years ago now, the Belgians decided to have a try at training African elephants. After all, they said, the elephants which Hannibal used to cross the Alps must have been African and not Indian elephants, and the elephants which were reported in Egypt centuries ago must have been from the same continent, so surely it must be possible to tame the African elephant. It was. They imported a number of monitor elephants, that is, staid old elephants of good character, with their Indian mahouts, and proceeded to catch young African elephants in the open, tall grass plains of the northern Congo. They've caught and trained hundreds of them ever since. And the only tribesmen brave enough to do the job, and it's a dangerous job, are the Zandi men from the borders of Congo and southern Sudan. The mahouts from India impressed upon these Zandi, these African Cornacs, that's what they call the African elephant men, they impressed upon them the necessity of singing to their elephants to keep them happy. Elephants, it appears, are fond of a little music. And so the Indians taught the Africans some of their Indian mahout songs, which are still sung today, 40 years later, but with African words. And this is one of the songs we heard as the elephants were being ridden down to the Napoco River for their evening bath. The elephants go deep into the water with their cornacs standing on their backs, until often only the tip of their trunk is showing above the water, rather like a snorkel. And this is the song, La 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 Lise. They tell you many amusing stories about their elephants and how to train them. At night, you know, they tether the elephants in two rows opposite each other and put a hefty chain around one front and one hind leg. The chains are attached to great forks of trees buried in the ground. It takes about a 5-ton pull to get them out. Now, often they say they lose their young elephants because the wild elephants of the forest come in silently at night, pull out the anchors, undo the chains, and hurry the youngsters away. One had disappeared in this way a few days before we arrived at the Andudu camp in the forest. The native trackers couldn't find it, and it appears the runaway elephants had trekked for over 40 miles in the first night. On the other hand, on several occasions, a young elephant who's been taken away by the wild elephants suddenly appears again out of the forest, a year or so afterwards. The cornacs call to him by name to sit down, and one of them climbs on his back and brings him in. No wonder they become devoted to their elephants. Gay people, the Zandi. In fact, the northern Congo is so blessed with natural resources that famine is just about unknown, and the forest provides them with palm oil and wild fruits, cassava and all kinds of tropical crops, not to mention some really excellent woods with which to make their musical instruments. No wonder they're gay. Now, here are a couple of examples of local instruments. The first is a kind of lute, a two-stringed fiddle which is quite beautifully carved. The song is sung by a Medji lad and has a catchy tune.
Anansi ba magwe, mo pa magwe de sozo. Anansi ba magwe, mo pa magwe de sozo. Anda fa ta ba ba ta, da fa ta ba ba ta. Unzi opa ma de damba tanti anya iziro. Me de ma dala poka na benyongo iko muba to ma pa bo mo pa mo ba. Aguro ma angu sa pa me aguro ma angu. Engore adum, engore adum. Ma nganda yo kende.
In the same village was another young man who was in love with a local girl, and this was one of his love songs, sung to the accompaniment of his little likembe, his hand piano. I shall always remember the Northern Congo as a place full of beautiful shapes and beautiful objects. A place of splendid plants and tall elephant grass. Everything seems to be rather bigger than life size. The trees are enormous, the rivers are wider and wetter, the forests denser and more mysterious. In fact, this is the real Africa. Or is it the unreal Africa of the legends? This is where magic began and the night is alive with ghosts. The sound of the Congo Basin is the distant sound of drums and dancing in a land of plenty. I told you it was just about impossible to keep off the superlatives. There is just one slight drawback, a small matter. If you know the history of this part of Africa, you will, from time to time, remember vaguely in the back of your mind, as you walk through all its splendour, that in this equatorial paradise there used to be, and some say they still are, just a little inclined to have a taste for each other. But who cares? They don't appear to have a care in the world when they sing and dance this kind of Congo music.